Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now, as our cities recover from years of COVID emptiness, planners are being encouraged to be creative with the vacant spaces left over from that time. Jose Antonio Lara Hernandez is a registered architect and senior academic at AUT who has a new book on this topic. He joins us now. Hi there.
Hello.
Lovely to talk to you today. What is the problem we're trying to solve here? What is the issue?
First of all, I will explain a bit the word exaptation. I promise that this would be the only jargon that I will use here.
Yes, this is your version of a word adaptation. So you've also got exaptation.
Yeah, well, it's not my version really. It has it come to life by evolutionary theories like Stephen Jay Gould. And he basically, you know that Darwin, when a feature appear in the body, the more you train it or the more you use it, it gets developed, it gets better, it gets fit. But it has been proved that this is not entirely true, in the sense that, for example, when the feathers appear in the dinosaur,
yeah,
the feathers appear for thermoregulation purposes, not for flying, though.
Thermal regulation, right?
Yes. So later, when the dinosaurs started to move their arms, they realized that they could fly. And then it became the adaptation of the arms in that time, and then became the wings. But is different because a feature that appeared for a purpose was repurposed and utilized in a completely different way.
Yeah, I love that. And that's exaptation, so, is it?
Exactly. Mm. That is exaptation. I will tell you a beautiful example. Well, I was not born here. So the first time that I came to New Zealand, I realized something beautiful. The sausage sizzle.
Sausage sizzle, yeah. Classic New Zealand activity, yeah.
Okay. So the bread that slice of bread is for sandwich. Yeah. It's not meant to be for a sort of hot dog. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you are utilizing something that was made for other purposes into a new one. I know it sounds silly, but you require creativity to do so. Usually, when we humans and societies are facing crisis, we tend to be more skillful in doing this. And I am saying this because we are facing, as everybody knows, a climate crisis and so on. So, in fact, the way in which we design, we manage our cities, it is almost 40% of the CO2 emissions worldwide. So why this concept is important? Because it's important because instead of building new things, we can probably build less and reuse or adapt many things that we already have.
Yeah.
We can learn many from older cities, older buildings, and so on. So basically, that is what we are calling on action.
So just to summarize here, so the idea is that we are going to need new sorts of cities, new types of cities to deal with the future challenges. And you're saying that one good way of doing that is to look at what we've already got, in particular the Well, I think we're talking about vacant buildings today, so buildings that were used for a previous purpose and are currently underutilized.
Yes, and we have many examples. I mean, here in Auckland, the Pink Bike Path or the Silo Park. Those are great examples of an old building, old infrastructure that was barely utilized, that now you have new life there.
For non-Aucklanders, there was a motorway sort of off-ramp that was never used. It was just this giant piece of motorway that was basically redundant, and so they've turned it into a bike path, beautiful bike path. Silo Park that you're talking about is some old silos or tanks down the waterfront, and what do they do with those now? I think they did it like a farmer's market or something inside one of those, and they project films on them too.
Yep, yep. And another example widely known is the High Line in New York.
Yes, which I've been lucky enough to walk. So that was a disused train track that went through the main part of the city, above the city, and now it's a beautiful walkway with murals and plantings and hangout spaces.
Yep, yep. So exactly that. And I just arrived 1 month ago, and it was nice to talk with my old colleagues, and COVID changed many things here and worldwide about how we work, how we do things, how we buy things. And there is plenty of vacant spaces and buildings that can be reutilized in a different way to satisfy needs. Like, I believe that the housing is still an issue here.
Yes, so old offices may be part of that solution. You also talk about co-working spaces. A lot of people don't need a permanent office, but they need somewhere that they can go when they need a space.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes what you need is to show something to a client. And, if you can have this space for an hour or two, it should be enough.
So whose job is it to take these old, underutilized or disused spaces and turn them into something useful?
Oh, it requires a joint effort. First of all, I believe that the first obstacle is paradigm shift. We need to try to change the way we see things, and see things at what they can be. And for this, we need the creativity of not just the architects or the planners, but also the public and clients. And we also need more flexible regulations regarding building codes. I mean, of course, that you're building something new, we can follow all the regulations or the rules. But if you want to repurpose the use of a building, probably being flexible. And of course, this should be context-based because it depends on the building, on the backend space, in order to assess and to see. Also, this requires the sensitivity of the architect, of the planner, the designer, the engineer, and all of this team. And the other one, probably also a financial aid. Sometimes it's cheaper to build something from scratch rather than readapt. It's cheaper in the economical sense, but it costs more for the environment. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you for starting this conversation. It's really lovely to talk to you. Do you go by Jose or Antonio?
Antonio is fine. Yeah, I think it's easier.
And did you say you've only just got to New Zealand?
Yes, because I was living in Venice, which it also has many other examples about how to reuse buildings that were used for something else before across the centuries have changed a lot.
Oh, we're very pleased to have you here. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely afternoon.
Thanks, Jose Antonio Lara Hernandez.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.